Simon & Schuster Audio presents Escape to Darling Cove by Holly Hepburn, read by Karen Cass. Part 1. New Horizons. Chapter 1. Logan. It looked like the road to the edge of the world. Logan Silk leaned against the bonnet of the second-hand Toyota Hilux he'd bought especially for this trip and considered the view before him. Tide-rippled sand stretched towards the gunmetal-grey horizon, split by the narrow causeway, a black ribbon of road flecked with green algae and the occasional flash of silvery seawater left behind by the tide. Dotted on either side were algae-strewn rocks and boulders that might have been carelessly abandoned by the North Sea or placed there with more precision by the engineers who had constructed the road decades ago. The tarmac curved away from where Logan stood, cutting across the vast expanse of dull brown sand towards the distant smudged outline of Ennisfarn, a mile and a half from the Northumberland coast. Gusts of salt-laden wind whipped strands of dark hair across Logan's face as he contemplated the road, and his breath misted on the freezing February air. No cars came towards him, and there were none behind. Apart from the birds circling overhead, he was entirely alone. The light wasn't bad, Logan observed with professional detachment, in spite of the wintry sky. A few determined sunbeams had broken through to illuminate a patch of far-off sea, crepuscular rays that set the clouds ablaze with gold, and Logan was tempted to unpack one of his cameras. It was the promise of Northumberland's extraordinary light that had lured the artist Turner to the neighbouring island of Lindisfarne centuries earlier, and it was what brought Logan to Ennisfarne now. That, and the anticipation of solitude. Being cut off from the mainland for most of the day, at least by road, was appealing. And since the island was home to only 250 people, he was very much hoping to keep himself to himself during the coming months. But for now, his cameras would remain in the car. Instead, he removed his gloves and captured the scene with his phone camera, then cast a critical eye over the pictures. The light was better than he'd expected. As always, the camera had caught more than the eye could see, and the clouds on the screen had a majestic, almost ethereal quality to them, as though the sky had split open and heaven's glory had burst through. Logan looked up at the road again and had the sudden irrational idea that he was facing some kind of test.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?